Support for NPR podcasts comes from Visit Britain with information on how to be a Brit different on vacation. More details on the web at visitbritain.com/US.
Welcome to What Would Rob Do?, the podcast that tackles life's most trying dilemmas. I'm Netta Ulaby, and across from me, of course, is Rob, who's here to tell us all about today's topic.
Hey, Netta. Today we're going to talk about basketball.
Yay.
And I'm not talking about just any type of basketball. I'm talking about streetball. You know, like the kind you love things about.
S. Eagle Park, they've got the best competition. Good move, baby. I'm the Dead Foot Nation, Jason and Hoops.
G-Love, he's a tiger on the courts. He's awesome. But, you know, you can be one too, Netta.
Well, what's the first thing I should know before I go out and start playing?
Well, the first thing you gotta know is, like, let's say you're going past your neighborhood park and you see a game going. You want to assess, is this the right game for you? So you want to figure out, okay, these people at my skill level, will I be able to go in and play with them okay? Or are they running too fast? Also, how many people are there waiting to play the game? Because you don't want to go to a court and there's all these people sitting around and you're like, ugh, it's going to take me an hour to get in. The last thing, and most important though, is you want to figure out whether these guys playing are trash talkers or roughhousers, because if they're playing that kind of game, you probably just want to sit that one out. That's not going to be fun.
I wouldn't be any fun either. I am sadly lacking in the skills department.
That is not a big deal, because being an unskilled player is far lesser a foul than being a hotshot or a whiner or a know-it-all. You meet all these kinds of people on the court, and they're losers. You don't want to play with them. And I talked about this with a guy named Chris Ballard. He's a writer for Sports Illustrated, and he's the author of a book called Hoops Nation, where he toured the country playing pickup basketball games. And he said, even if you don't take one shot when you're playing, you can still be an asset to your team if you do this.
Hustle your ass off. It's the only thing you need to do.
Now, I would say hustle your tush off, but he's a street baller. He's got the street lingo. That's what he says.
So that's all I have to do is just run around a lot?
Well, it doesn't hurt to practice a little, you know, like basic dribbling, shooting, passing. But yes, hustle does go a long way, and you will get the respect of the people you're playing with. But Netta, you also have a secret weapon, being a woman.
The opponent is going to be a little flummoxed because, you know, often guys, they'll feel like, I can't play good D against a girl because some sort of misguided chivalry. When I was younger, I was dating a girl who had played in college, and we would often go to courts, and she would sort of smile it up, but then pick and pop or step back on the jumper.
So, yeah, pick and pop, whatever. You have all this room to make it happen.
I never knew the secret was playing with men and not with other women who just wipe the floor with me whenever I play basketball. So what else can you tell me?
You want to also have, like, something I have, a signature shot.
If you're playing against Rob Sachs, watch the running left hook. It's almost impossible to stop. And you always seem to have the shot even over the backboard, over a tree. Stuff that's just, like, impossible to defend.
That was Vincent Wright. And this is a friend of mine. We've been playing basketball together since kindergarten. I've known him since before he could even, like, tie his shoes or a spell. I mean, when he comes, he knows there's some shots he's not going to be able to defend.
You mentioned earlier trash talkers. How do you handle it? And is it ever okay to dish it back?
They're just trying to play mind tricks with you and throw you off your game, but just ignore that. You know, as far as dishing it back, don't even go there. What I say is, find some really fun ways to maybe make a little bit of a distraction while they're shooting, you know? I used to mess with Vincent all the time when we were playing.
You always got the shirt lift, the spin moves, maybe throw a somersault in there to throw off the other player.
And that's perfectly okay in the course of a game to be lifting up your shirt.
It sure is. All's fair in street basketball.
Now, Netta, for you, obviously I'm not condoning lifting your shirt or something like that, but maybe you could practice some other things, like singing Whitney Houston, you know, the greatest love of all. You know, start belting that out, like, oh, that was just in my head. I was listening to it on the radio. They don't know what you're doing. All of a sudden, their game's completely thrown off. Just anything you can do to kind of make sure that they're not completely in the game and get them unfocused. Now, before we go, I was wondering, you know, we're in a studio here, but maybe we could try out a little street balling.
Let's try it.
I have some balls.
All right.
Right.
Okay.
Here are a couple shots.
They're white and crumply looking balls.
And we'll use this, this you know, trash can as a, you know, makeshift hoop. Now, you're going to be on offense. I'm going to be defending you with all my distraction skills, but you're going to throw in your signature shot, okay? So
right.
let's see what you've got.
All right.
All right, here we go.
All right, ready?
Chris,
here I go.
Ball. Oh, you got it. Oh.
Here we go again.
Oh, I'm lifting up my shirt. No, okay. I'm not going to lift up my shirt.
I think we've got something about that in our human resources policies.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Most Trying Dilemmas. I'm Netta Ulipi.
And I'm Rob Sachs.